You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go. Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is Candy Craving. Once upon a time, there lived an old man named Desmond. He lived alone after his wife had passed away. His two children, Grace and Leo, were married and lived in another city. On the weekends, Grace and Leo would take turns visiting their father. One Saturday, it was Leo's turn to visit. He arrived at the house and said, "Dad, I'm back. I got something for you." Sitting in front of the TV, Desmond's eyes lit up as he said, "Candy." "Yes, mixed ones too," Leo replied. Without waiting, Desmond took a piece of candy, put it in his mouth and said, "Oh, this one is so good." Before he'd even finished the first piece, he reached out for another. "This one looks yummy too. I must try it." Seeing how excited his father was, Leo said, "Dad, go easy on them, okay? They're all yours. There's no need to finish them all in one go. Do you remember when you were little? I once brought you a jar of candy from a business trip, and you ate it all in one go," Desmond said. Leo laughed and said, "Yes, they were so nice I couldn't stop eating them." "They vanished so quickly that Grace never got a chance to eat any," Desmond replied. "Yes. By the way, it's a long weekend next week, and Grace is busy. So how about we make a trip of it and you come to my place? Your grandson misses you," Leo said. Desmond, still enjoying the candy, nodded in agreement. On the following weekend, Desmond arrived at Leo's place. After greeting everybody, Leo's son went up to Desmond and said, "Grandpa, this is for you." Desmond took the jar, smiled and said, "Thank you." After taking a seat in the living room, Desmond looked at the jar and exclaimed, "Wow, more candy. One big jar too." As he held up the jar and examined the contents, he continued, "And there are so many new flavors." "Yes, I drove past a candy shop the other day and saw this jar. I thought I would give it to you as a surprise," Leo said. Pointing at a piece of candy, Desmond said, "I want to try this one." He then quickly opened the jar and put his hand in it. As he tried to pull his hand out, he yelled, "Oh no, I'm stuck." Leo rushed to help his father and tried to pull his hand, but Desmond yelled again, "No, stop, it hurts and it won't come free." "How about if I hold the jar and you try to pull your hand out yourself?" Leo suggested. Desmond tried and cried, "No, I can't." Seeing their struggle, Leo's wife said, "What if we break the jar?" Moments later, she returned with a hammer and handed it to Leo. "All right, we just have to try it. Dad, please stay calm, okay?" Leo said. Desmond nodded. Leo gently smashed the jar with the hammer, shattering it into pieces. Candies fell everywhere and everyone's jaws dropped. What they saw was Desmond's hand clenched in a fist, holding tight onto a single piece of candy. It was then that Leo realized why his father's hand was stuck. "Finally," Desmond said and smiled as he popped the candy into his mouth. This story teaches us that when a person is overly greedy, trouble awaits. In this story, Desmond's greed for more candy is a good reminder for us. When we see something we like, should we also grasp for more Or are we aware of our greed? For example, if one craves wealth, they will do whatever is necessary to get it. If one craves love, they will suffer all kinds of grievances. Moreover, one must endure much torment for the sake of wealth and fame. In the end, they will all be overwhelmed with dissatisfaction and bound to lead a miserable life. Just as said in a Buddhist sutra, though there is boundless wealth, without a sense of fulfillment and contentment, one would still feel empty and unhappy even if they own an ocean of wealth. Life's greatest treasure is contentment. A contented person, though they may sleep on the floor, would still feel like they were in heaven. A discontented person, though in heaven, would still feel like they were in hell. Most people seek wealth and fame from without. All day long, they rush about and keep themselves busy, just for the sake of filling a bottomless pit. As the saying goes, you may own a mansion with 1,000 rooms, but you can only sleep on a 6-foot bed at once. You may own 10,000 acres of land, but all you need is a bowl of rice per meal. True wealth lies not in our material possessions and external gains, but in the contentment that we cultivate within. The poet Master Han Shan wrote, "I rest where I please in the three realms, idle with nothing to do. The bright moonlight and the clear breeze, these are my home." This saying implies that a bright moon and a clear breeze are enough to satisfy a person like Master Han Shan. If one has joy, compassion, humility, and gratitude within, then why is there the need to seek wealth and fame without? Just as Venerable Master Xing Yun says, greed, anger, and ignorance are the worst sufferings in the world. Loving kindness, compassion, joy, and generosity are the best wealth in the world.
This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to Bodhi Light Tales and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.